to the house of the Lord, everybody. Good morning, Grace Church. Great to see you today here on campus. Welcome. Glad you're here. Looking forward to what God will do before we leave today. Amen. Those joining us on Facebook Live and live stream, so glad you've chosen to be a part of our service today, and we know it will be a blessing to you. Amen. Amen. Just a couple of notes. The schedule for the upcoming week, don't forget Tuesday morning prayer this Tuesday right here in the sanctuary at 10 o'clock. If you can, please come out and help us pray on Tuesday morning. And then next Sunday, a week from today, will be Christmas at Grace. We'll have Sunday school at 10 o'clock as always, but our 11 o'clock service will be a Christmas celebration, and we're looking forward to that. And we want you to be here, of course. And it's also a great time to bring a friend, bring a family member, tell somebody to come with you and help you celebrate Christmas at Grace. Next Sunday, also in that service, we will be receiving our Christmas for Christ offering. We'll talk a little bit more about that next Sunday, but it does support North American missions and a host of other ministries that are very important. And so we want you to come prepared to give in that service. Amen. Stand with me this morning. The scripture says, eye has not seen, eye hath not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for his people. Now, I was thinking about that this morning in terms of the Christmas story, the birth of Christ. No one had ever seen anything like a virgin giving birth to a son, and that son being the Son of God. No one could have imagined anything like that. No ear had ever heard angels in the heavens singing the good news to shepherds that Christ the Savior was born, Emmanuel, God with us. No one had ever heard of that before. No one could comprehend or conceive of God wrapping himself in flesh and coming to earth for the purpose of redemption. No one could have ever conceived or heard or saw or foresaw the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, the establishment of the church in Acts chapter 2. But God did those things beyond human imagination, beyond our ability to perceive before it happened. God was able to do those things because he's so big, he's so great, and he's so mighty. And so I want to tell you today, if he can do all of that, if he can exceed all expectations in history, on the world stage, in cosmic form, he can exceed your expectations here today. You may be here today and you're thinking, God, there is no way I can even imagine you coming into my life and taking care of my need. You may think today that you're facing something that is beyond what God could do, but I'm telling you today, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither can you conceive what God wants to do for you today. Will you release your faith? Will you release your worship? Will you release your praise and say, God, I have room for you to do the impossible. God, I have room for you to do what I can't even conceive in my life. Worship the Lord today, Grace Church.
Evil is rising, you're rising higher. His final breath, he tore the veil, the angels sing. Him with our praise and worship. Hallelujah.
You're not done with me yet.
There's so much more to this. ask everybody here today to let the Lord have his way. We can't move past this point. The Holy Ghost is moving. God is moving. I'm going to ask them to sing it again. Don't deny what God can do. Don't deny that. And somebody here, if you'll open your heart, your tomorrow will be different. Somebody let Jesus encourage you right now. Y'all sing.